Caleb Collier said,
I'm proposing that the city of Spokane Valley issue a proclamation stating that our city is a Second Amendment sanctuary city.
Welcome to the fire. Welcome to the fire.
Today on Church and State, powerful delusions and conspiracy theories. Hello, Christian patriots, and welcome to Church and State, where we strive to plug you into the pew and plug you into politics. I'm your host, Caleb Collier, your favorite far-right shock jock and the most schizophrenic show you listen to on a daily basis. I am excited to be here. Unfortunately, Gabe could not join us, but we all know the truth. You tune in to listen to me. You look at him, but you tune in to listen to me. Or at least that's what I'm going to tell myself to sleep comfortably at night, or sleep at all for that matter. Hey, head on over to churchandstate.media and take advantage of all of these great shows. This one's going to be an interesting one. I think you're going to want to share this one because we cannot trust the media. We cannot trust them at all. I think most of you are aware of that, but here's some proof, and I think you should share this with your family and friends. Also, take advantage of all of our fine affiliates. And I am in a beef eater mood. Chris, you know that gin that's called Beef Eaters? You ever heard of that? You know it. All right, he's nodding his head. You know why it's called Beef Eaters? Because there was a time period where the guards were actually paid in beef. I think I've talked about this before on the show. Chris would have starved to death. He would have died right there. Done. Over. But for somebody like me, we could bring that back. If I got paid in beef, I'd be okay with that. Like, what more do you need in life? Beef. Just always beef. It doesn't matter what is for dinner. Like, my wife, on occasion, she tries to get all health conscious, and we're in that kick right now. Pray for me, please. I need some help. And she's got all these concoctions and dinners, and she's bringing out all this green stuff. She goes to the grocery store, and, you know, we crowd around, the kids and I, and we're all excited. And then, like, more green stuff and lots of green stuff comes out. And it's like, what's this? What are we doing? And then she gives me the look. You guys, you all know this look. Uh-oh. Dinner's not going to be very good for a while. But I am expected to smile and choke it down. Great dinner. Great dinner, babe. Love it. Now, where's the beef? That's what I want to know. Like, how come every time we get on these diet trends, we take out the beef? That's one of the first things we do. We take out the beef, you know, the sugar. Okay, what? Yeah, I can understand that. I probably eat too much of it. But why do you take out the beef? Beef is the best food you can eat. It's a superfood. We all know it. Anyway, I'm on a rant. If you want to ensure that you've got high quality, grass-fed, grass-finished, organic beef ready in the case of an emergency, there's nothing better than Grid Down Chow Down. 10 to 15 year shelf life on this stuff. It is so lightweight. It is so movable. It's not like you get these big bins of stuff. You're like, oh my gosh, this is heavy. I can barely carry this. Nah, you're ready to go. It's so lightweight. I can't speak highly enough about this product. Go to Grid Down Chow Down. Hit that promo code Church and State. Tell them that we sent you. You're going to help us out, and you're going to get some high quality beef from some people that I know and trust. Also, donations. It pains me to say this a little bit. I know I usually rush right through this because I'm excited to get to the show. But ladies and gentlemen, Church and State has found itself in somewhat of a predicament. And you are the solution. And here's what's going on. Gabe and I talked. I'm going to surprise Chris with this right now. I forgot to tell you. But right now, we're not bringing enough income to stay on the American Christian Network 5 days a week. We could probably do 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. But if you guys all like hearing us 5 days a week, it's entirely up to you. So hit that donate button, churchandstate.media, hit that donate button. If you like us and you want to continue to hear us on the air 5 days a week, we got to bring in some cash. It takes a lot of money to do what we are doing. And I can't tell you how much money myself, Gabe, and how much sacrifice Chris even has given. Yeah, Chris is hungry. Not for beef, but some vegetable concoction. You should come over for dinner. You'd probably love what my wife's making. But seriously, ladies and gentlemen, we do need some help. And lastly, if you want to get a hold of us, Church and State 1776 at proton.me. Just got an email today. Love getting them. Keep them coming. All right. Got a couple of events that I want to announce for you. Of course, the homeschool conference is coming up. This is April 26th and 27th at Valley Assembly, 15618 East Broadway. This is going to be just a fantastic event. Tickets, $55 for family, individual is $40. But you know on Church and State that we are very anti-public school. I wonder why. Oh, I don't know. Maybe because I live in Washington State and our brilliant governor just passed a law that, LGBTQ history and curriculum has to be included in the public school institutions. Well, won't that be fun? You know, in all the things that I want my kids to learn, you know, how to be an upstanding citizen, you know, math, how to read, you know, how to write well, how to balance a checkbook. That might be something we might want to bring back into the public institutions. Nope, don't fear, because our government and all of its wisdom has decided they need to know more about the LGBTQ curriculum in history. The heroes throughout their history. That's going to be a short list, isn't it? Chris, if I were to quiz you right now, can you give me one thing, one contribution from someone from the so-called LGBTQ status has ever contributed to the world? Can you give me one? Can you name me one? No? Yeah. That's going to be quiet, guys. I mean, it's... Yeah, we don't know. We have no idea. And we don't want to know. I don't want to know. I don't want to know that crud. So if you, just like myself, are interested in homeschool and homeschool co-ops and private schools, there's a lot of resources that are going to be at this event. So show up. Also, for those of you who are just like me and fought against the unconstitutional vax mandates, then you're going to want to be a part of this Vax Unvax bus coming to Spokane April 19th. It's going to be at 12929 East Sprague Avenue. It starts at 8 a.m. and goes to 6 p.m. It'll be a host of great speakers. And it's important for tribes. I was actually talking with a friend of mine at a Bible study. And I made the comment, and his face was kind of surprised. But I made the comment that 2020 was actually a great year for me. Now, how many people can say that? Chris, was 2020 a great year for you? Was that a little rough? Kind of rough for you. For me, it was great. And here's why. My wife was like, are you kidding me? Do you know what we went through? I know what we went through. I know collectively what everybody went through. But for me, I was working a job that didn't require any type of masks or vaccines or anything like that. And I did what I want. I mean, I'm a libertarian, so I do what I want anyway, right? But there was an underground network that was established. I was still going out to restaurants. I was still going into stores. I found out quickly who I could trust. I established my tribe. And there were so many great people, thousands of you, who came out and protested in the streets against these unconstitutional, illegal mandates and lockdowns. So for me, I had a lot of fun in 2020. I was a little bit angrier at those mask Nazis and things, but yeah, I mean, there's trade-offs, right? And everything has a silver lining. So come on out here, meet your tribe, meet your people that are going to stand with you no matter what they throw at us, because I guarantee you, something else is coming. I guarantee you that. All right, let's get into these stories. And as I, let me set the stage here. I was at a family dinner on this weekend, and I won't out my family member because that person might listen to the show, or at least I hope so. But they made the comment about Kate Middleton and how she is struggling or combating cancer, how it was just released, how nobody had seen her for a number of months, and then this video comes out, and you know, kind of took the mindset of you know, we really need to be praying for this person. And I agree.
Managed in the hospital, so they admit you.
Whoa, I would what happened here? Getting interrupted by COVID nurses. Anyway. I agree, we should be praying for these individuals. But I told this individual, that was a fake. You can't trust the British royal family. You can't trust governments anywhere. And they said, well, what do you think is going on? I said, I don't have the answers. I don't necessarily know exactly what is going on. Is Kate Middleton alive or dead? I'm not sure. But I know enough to not trust anything that they say. And maybe that's a pessimistic viewpoint on life. Perhaps it is. Now, I'm an eternal optimist. I'm a realist, too, but I always have kind of a half smile on my face. But ladies and gentlemen, you need to accept that. And not just accept it. You need to have this knowledge that you can't trust anything that comes from the media, from the state. Because there's a lot more that's going to come at us. And I'm going to turn to a biblical passage. Well, actually, I got a couple here. Number one, we all know it. Most people, I mean, the secular world, it's so established in our cultural vernacular that we don't even know it's biblical anymore. But the Bible tells us the truth shall set you free. We know that. And so because of that, we pursue truth. And because we're believers, we know that the ultimate source of truth is Jesus Christ. And so whatever he said, whatever is written in the Word of God, we stand firm on that. That is our foundation. But there's another passage that is speaking specifically to the end of days. And we find this in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And what it says is, they perish because, this is verse 10, they perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. Verse 11, for this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie. Now, this is a biblical passage in reference to the man of lawlessness. This is the Antichrist that they're talking about here. And during this time period, when this book is written, there were a number of individuals who were saying the Christ has already come. He's already here. He already came. You missed him, whatever. And so they wanted to put those rumors to rest. And so they talked about the fact that before the Lord returns, the man of lawlessness has to come. This rebellious individual, he will be on scene before Christ ever returns. And because the people, us, refuse to believe and pursue the truth, that we will be sent a strong delusion. And that is key for what I want to talk about on today's episode. Because ladies and gentlemen, I want to prepare you and I want to prove to you that you can't trust anything that you see on TV, social media, here on the radio. You need to question it all. There's only one thing that you can count on, and that's the Word of God. Everything else, always be a skeptic. All right, with that, let me just play something. Let me play an example for you. We've got a video here from Barack Obama, and I just want you all to, if you're on the radio, listen to it. If you are on churchandstate.media or on a Rumble or whatever, watch this video and tell me what you think. Go ahead, Chris.
We're entering an era in which our enemies can make it look like anyone is saying anything at any point in time, even if they would never say those things. So, for instance, they could have me say things like, Killmonger was right, or Ben Carson is in the sunken place, or how about
this? Go ahead and stop it right there. All right. I didn't want to play too much of it. Number one, I can't stand looking at Obama for that long. But here's the thing. That sounds pretty good, and it looks even better. This is a video that was produced by AI, the comedian Keenan, right? That's his name, Chris? Keenan? He actually is vocalizing this. He does a pretty good impression of Barack Obama, but they just imposed Barack Obama's face over Keenan's mouth, and then AI etched it all out to make it look like it was actually Barack Obama. Now, that's just a comedian doing an impression. The technology is so much better than that. The technology can actually use all of the different speeches that Barack Obama has said over the years and actually generate a video that you wouldn't be able to tell the difference on. That is Barack Obama, and he's saying this. These videos exist, ladies and gentlemen. They are everywhere. Now, fortunately for us, there is technology that can actually identify this. And that brings me to Kate Middleton. Now, as most of you know, Kate Middleton has been absent for quite some time, and the rumors have been flying off the handle. What's going on with her? Are we seeing another Princess Di, like, type of situation here? Does she see something that she shouldn't have? Is she stepping out on the royal prince, and he had her killed? There were a lot of questions that were emerging from this. And then we had a photograph that was released. And the photograph was a fake. It was immediately proved that it was a fake. And so they had to step back away from that. But then they released this video. And Chris, you have the video for us, correct? Yeah, they released this video. And so Chris, go ahead and get that thing ready to go. With this individual who actually shows that it is, in fact, a fake. Go ahead and get that thing ready. Because as I was watching this, I went, this doesn't look real. There's an element that the human eye can detect. Or maybe it's too perfect. And we'll say, this isn't right. This doesn't seem right. Something's off here. And maybe that's just the Holy Spirit telling you that. I suggest you listen to him. Because we're going to need that a whole lot more, because these are only going to get better and better, and it's going to be impossible for us to tell these things. And the technology that exists right now for us to be able to tell if these are AI generated, well, they're going to be controlled by the elites. So you could have an actual video, say this video right here that you're watching, and they could say that's a fake. And maybe they might be onto something. I'm in a sweatshirt today instead of a suit. Go ahead and play the video for our audience here, Chris.
Okay, so I took the new Kate Cancer video and I slowed it down frame by frame, and I see her eyes popping out of her head as a digital mistake. And I truly believe, personally, my personal opinion is that this is an AI video. And if you watch to the end of this video, super important, there's a 7-year-old video from YouTube with her wearing the exact same clothes, having the exact same hair, which they probably fed to the AI to make this video. It's a very good video. Probably the best AI available to humankind. But her eyes are changing color. I caught a couple glimpses of it. You can do this yourself. Don't trust me. Put this in super slow motion. Run it through frame by frame. You'll see her eyes popping out of her head, mismatching, changing color. As well as none of the background moves, which we know is a green screen at this point. And what is this?
Oh, that's terrible. Let's go ahead and stop that right now. That was really loud, and okay. I apologize to my audience on that one. There was also the rather infamous now ring, because she was wearing a ring on her hand, and at one point during the video, it just simply disappeared. Now, of course, the fact checkers are all over this thing, and they're saying, no, that's not the case. You can clearly see that it was just a shadow or something to that effect, and that it comes back at another time. No, there it is right there for our audience. Where'd the ring go? Where's the ring? She was just wearing this big ring. It's pretty massive. I mean, she's pretty wealthy. I'm assuming that's a high quality cut. Nice gem on it. But no, all of a sudden, it's gone. It's not the hand angle. We're not stupid. Okay, you can try to fool us. You've fooled many people before. But those of us that have woken up, that are truly awake, we're not going to fall for your strong delusion, your powerful delusion, because we know enough to know that we don't trust you. You see, this isn't unique. Now, granted, the technology is newer, but this isn't unique to any of us that have been doing this for a considerable amount of time. I prepped the show. I said our what we're going to talk about today is these deepfakes and conspiracy theories. So you and I, ladies and gentlemen, we've been awake for a long time. And we know that there's a lot of conspiracy theories out there, that were proven true. But of course, what did they do? They didn't have the technology of AI, but what did they do? They tried to make us look foolish. They tried to make us, even though we had seen things with our own eyes, they tried to make us as we're crazy. You're whacked out right-wing conspiracy theorists. And I think probably the best example of this is, of course, 9/11. I mean, that's where my mind goes immediately when I think of some of the greatest conspiracy theories that were proven true. 9/11 is one of those. I'm not one of those that says that no planes ever hit the towers. There are people that say that. You can find them online. But no, I question things like Tower 7 that wasn't hit by an airplane, that looks like it was imploded intentionally, and it pancaked down like any other building they take down intentionally. I question the fact that this plane was flying at ground level, basically, and crashed directly into the Pentagon, and that there's no pieces of this plane left whatsoever, unlike any other plane accident we've ever seen in our lifetimes. I question that. Okay, and then I look to what occurred just prior to 9/11 and the day right after 9/11. I look at the Patriot Act and I know government. I know that there's absolutely no way that in one day government designed the Patriot Act. No, this thing was on the books for quite some time, and in typical fashion, never let a good crisis go to waste. Of course. And so there it was, and we had our individual liberty stripped away. I looked to prior to 9/11, the day before, when they announced that they were missing all of this cash, millions and billions of dollars. And suddenly that just all goes away. What are some other great conspiracy theories? Princess Di's murder. We're talking about Kate Middleton. Now, we're supposed to believe that if you followed the official story, that this woman, she got into a tragic car accident, that she was fleeing the paparazzi, and that she got into this car accident and died 5 hours later in the hospital. No, not at all. Because those of us who know the truth know that she was stepping out on her husband, even though her husband had been stepping out on her for years, and she was starting to embarrass the British royal family. And that's something, ladies and gentlemen, you simply do not do. You don't embarrass the British royal family. I will. Uh-oh, am I challenging them? Just remember, it's sad to say, and I'm laughing about it, but it's honestly horrible. But there are people out there who get suicided. I am not suicidal. I don't have any plans of taking my life. All that kind of jazz. You know that kind of stuff, all right? And as we move forward, I mean, the moon landing. This used to be one of those things that people were like, you're crazy. You think the moon landing was faked? And now there is a large portion of the population who don't believe this thing actually occurred. And hey, maybe that makes me crazy for thinking like that. But there's enough holes in the official story that it's got people questioning things. There's enough shadows and moonlight and sunlight and all these different things. You know, we had the technology then, but we lost it. We can't go back. All these different things that are brought up. And for someone like me, I think it's healthy to question. I think everybody should question these things. You know, Paul McCartney's death. My dad hates that one. He hates that one. Hey, Dad, Paul died. He did. He's been replaced. He's just going to lose his mind as soon as he hears this episode. But that was another one that went the rounds. I'm not all that interested in that. JFK. The lone gunman theory with the magic bullets. You all remember this one. Assassinated more than likely by the CIA. Why? Because he said he was going to dismantle them. You think the CIA is just going to take that? Or did they take down a beloved president with multiple gunmen? A total coup, to be quite honest. And then we got a man who truly did some wicked things to follow him as the president. We got the Roswell. I mean, there's so many of these stories that we can look through. Chemtrails? No, those are just contrails, Caleb, okay? You got to know this. That just happens naturally. Really? Well, then how come I know that contrails actually dissipate rather quickly, but these chemtrails, oh, they seem to create this like mist that floats down into the sky, and all of a sudden we have these really strange clouds that I don't remember growing up. Chris, do you remember these clouds when you were growing up? No. We had those nice puffy clouds. We used to look up at them and see images. That one looks like a dinosaur. That one looks like a bunny. Wouldn't it be great if we could sleep on a cloud? Yeah, I remember those as kids. I don't remember this mist coming down. All right, so no, I don't believe that. And then they talk about weather modification through seeding clouds using airplanes. That's right up in your face. They did that in Beijing in the Olympics. All right, so no, I don't believe your official story there. Barack Obama's his birth certificate. Boy, you remember when that was all going all over the place. Birther. That's what we were called. Birthers. You're a birther. Terrible. Why? Because he couldn't produce his actual birth certificate? Because there were so many questions about it? Because people knew who was whose mother and his real daddy, Frank Lloyd Wright, I believe, is, or not, that's the architect. I can't remember. Frank something. But yeah, Chris is laughing at me. There's a lot of names rolling around in this head. All right, but yeah, we all had questions about it. And in my opinion, he's an illegitimate president. He never could have been president. Oh, and by the way, he's married to a dude. Yeah, I went there as well. Okay, that's another great conspiracy theory. Michelle Obama, man hands, quoting Seinfeld. Yeah, we don't believe it, okay? The plandemic with the 5G and all that, that was more recently. You know, we had the birds aren't real. Okay, every once in a while, one of those comes out there and you're like, stop. I think this one is actually invented by the government to make us look worse. But if you don't know about birds aren't real, don't even go there. Don't even look. Of course, we got the Earth is flat. And Chris is a big fan of this. I'm curious. I've already done a number of shows on that. COVID treatments cause COVID deaths. Conspiracy theory. You remember that? When they were feeding everybody remdesivir? People were choking and dying in hospitals. I had a friend that died this way. Actually, I had two friends that died this way. I feel their deaths all the time. It's horrible. And yet, we were told ivermectin and all these different treatments, these were the real killers. We were told that President Trump told people to drink bleach. Biden just said that. Now we remember. And that's a thing that I perhaps in the last few minutes that I have here that I want to get through to you, ladies and gentlemen. A lie should make you angry. Protecting, promoting, preserving truth, it should bring passion to you. When you face what is evil, you shouldn't tremble in fear. You should know that you're on the winning side and that you're protected from God above. We don't fear those who can only kill the body, and that's all they can do. No, we fear the Lord who can damn us to hell. So ladies and gentlemen, when you hear these conspiracy theories, when you see these deep fakes, I want your overwhelming response to be this: anger. Church and State is sponsored in part by Patriot Church. I'm Caleb Collier, and I was born for a storm.
Welcome to the fire.
You do not want to eat synthetic meat. If you can grow a meat in a lab, if you want to go ahead and have Soylent Green on the table, feel free to eat this garbage that Target's trying to throw out. But if you want actual meat that's been freeze-dried, it's been processed by actual human beings, go to griddownchowdown.com.
Look, the World Economic Forum has declared a war on red meat. They hate the cows. They hate the cow farts. There is supply chain issues. And for me, you can pry my steak from my cold, dead hands.
If you want a meat that's going to last freeze-dried 10 years or more, this is the product you want.
I want all of you to go to griddownchowdown.com. Use the promo code CHURCHANDSTEAK. These are fantastic freeze-dried raw beef. The blood is still in it. You just rehydrate it and add it to your favorite meal, and you are ready to go. And remember, the Holy Word of God tells us, for one person has faith to eat all things, while another who is weak eats only vegetables. That's Romans 14:2. The doctor that I recommend for all of your needs is the Underground Clinic doctor, Dr. Troy Spurl.
Because Dr. Troy is the best doctor, bar none.
You know, this is the great thing about officialsignups.com is it's in all 50 states. You don't have to be in Michigan or Minnesota. You can be in Hawaii, you can be in Florida, and you can find a doctor that you can trust. If you are still wearing a mask, if you have rolled up your sleeve and gotten all the jabs and all the boosters, then Official Signups is not for you. You want to go find one of those big pharma doctors that'll give you all the prescriptions you want, and you can live a very sickly life.
Well, if you're looking for a doctor for yourself, or maybe even a doctor for your family, or a doctor who's not going to push vaccines on you, you want to go to officialsynapse.com. You for sure need to mention Church and State when you go to officialsynapse.com to take part in all the savings, all the great deals for you and your family.
With the rise of the BRICS nations, you've got a lot of nations that are gathering together, and they're all doing a gold-backed currency. The United States is not, and the petrodollar is starting to fail. And my suggestion to all of you would be to get behind gold and silver, because that is the currency that is always going to have value.
I might not be a gold or silver guru, but I want to have something tangible in my hands at the end of the day. So I would definitely recommend every one of you go to bh-pm.com.
All you got to do is look around and see that the price of everything is increasing. Gold and silver is on the rise. It's being artificially suppressed. You want to schedule a consultation right now so that your families don't end up in the breadline and you're saying, please, sir, can I have some more?
Stop waiting. What are you waiting for? 4 years from now, prices are going to be absolutely astronomical. Go to bh-pm.com. Get a consultation now. You definitely want to mention Church and State. It will get you the best prices. It will get you the best consultation advice. Use Church and State when you go to bh-pm.com.
MyPillow.com has got more than just pillows. You've got your slippers, your bathrobes. You have towels that actually dry you off, not the kind you buy at Walmart where it's just kind of a slick mess. They have got some of the best products out there. The sheets are absolutely incredible. I think it's 1,000 count. It's the best products you can buy. And the pillows even have silencer technology in it. And so if you need a day where you're just going to scream into your pillow, don't worry. Your neighbors won't hear you.
Why would you want to go to Bed Bath & Beyond? First of all, they're out of business. You want to go support an American-made product, go to MyPillow.com. And then you're also supporting one of the nation's most, I would say, Jesus-filled, and a company that is completely, completely built on the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you're getting a two-for-one there. You know you've wanted good night's sleep for years. You're tossing, you're turning. Just go now. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Church and State.
CHURCHANDSTATE. That's Church and State.
This was sacred to God. This is exactly why I need some action for my people.
Hello, everybody. It's an honor to be with you.